time at this football match in one respect yesterday, and I'll tell you for why. It was the vehemence that was expressed by some of the supporters about people on the other side. I mean, I know it's what it's like at football matches a bit. I went to a football match when I was at college. This is Oak Hill, right? Theological College. And I was in this somewhat, what you might call sort of, the surroundings and the setup was a little bit, what's the right word I'm searching for? What?
Partisan,
okay, yeah. But it wasn't like being in the real world. So I thought, I'm not very far from Tottenham. I will go and see Tottenham play. And I get to this football match, and I thought, I don't hear this sort of language very often at college. I was a bit taken aback. But yesterday's match, there's a guy sitting behind us. And I thought, I cannot believe this is for real, how this guy is speaking, and the vehement and the hatred towards the opposition. Terrible. People are hated. And I thought, well, I don't suppose many of us would actually hate Didier Drogba, to be honest. I mean, some of you might even like him, especially when he's just scored for Chelsea, eh, James? Eh? But here, oh, I forgot, it's for more to come. More to come. He ain't ever so popular. Yeah. Gary Neville. What about them? They're not very popular. Do you know who they are? They own Manchester United. They're the Glazier brothers. Okay? Not popular. Right. That is, you might not be too surprised. Number one they are. Most hated jobs. Right. Bouncers are number two. Okay. But then we mustn't judge by appearances. Lawyers were there. Yeah. Yeah. Tele sales. Right? They're not very popular. I guess most of us, if we've had people phoning us up trying to get us to change our gas to another company or whatever, we find them a little bit annoying. They're not exactly popular at the moment. Bankers. Tax collectors. Interestingly, they were not on the list. They were not on the list. But they would have been in Jesus' day. Tax collectors in Jesus' day were very unpopular. Do you know why?
Same reason as today.
Actually, Roland, that's not true. Well, it's partly true. They're taking our money, so they're not popular for that. But there's another reason. Who knows why tax collectors... Noba. Exactly, exactly. Right, Steve and Roland are going to have a word with each other later, by the way. No, Steve's an advisor, not a collector. But, yeah, that's exactly what used to happen. The Romans, now you see, that was a bad start already, because there were these Jewish guys working for the Romans who were the oppressing people. And they had to collect the taxes to pay for the people who'd invaded their country.
A bit like Brussels.
A bit like Brussels, Daniel said. It's right. So similar sort of thing, only a little bit worse, should we say. We chose to join the Brussels, whereas the Jews didn't choose to have the Romans come. And so the Romans were charging taxes. They were getting the Jewish tax collectors to collect it for them. And the tax collectors were saying, yeah, and I'll collect more than I need to, and I'll put it in my pocket. Now, obviously, they did need to earn a living. But as we heard in that story with Zacchaeus, they did more than earn their living. They made themselves rich at the expense of others. And that's why Zacchaeus was not a popular person. Why was he up a tree? Why was he up a tree? Why was Zacchaeus up a tree? Yeah, tell me. He wanted to see Jesus, yeah. Why do you think he couldn't just stand in the crowd with everybody else? What do you reckon, Daniel? He got tired of waiting. He might have done, actually. He might have thought, I'm fed up waiting. I'll go a bit of tree climbing while I'm waiting. Pam, you're going to tell me.
Because he was little and
couldn't see over the crowd. And you can imagine, he thought, I'll try and get to the front. So he starts to go at the front, and they say, get back. Get back, Zacchaeus. You're not coming in here. So, because he was not liked at all. Zacchaeus was very unpopular. And you know what? Actually, people today can feel just the same. They can feel unloved. We were just talking a little bit last time about people being trafficked. You know, thousands, if not millions of people are trafficked in the world. They're seen as unloved. There are lots of people who are neglected and rejected who feel unloved. We've, as you know, just started with the floating shelter. And I guess a lot of people end up on the streets because they feel nobody loves them. They've been rejected by family. They've been rejected by society. Many of them have come out the armed forces and they're on the scrap heap. Others are there because their family life has broken up. They feel rejected. There are many children that run away from home because home life is awful. They feel rejected. Now, maybe some of us feel like that. Maybe some of us feel, well, nobody really cares about me. And maybe we think, I'm not surprised. I'm not a very nice person. We may feel that. Well, that's why the gospel is good news. Because what happened was that Jesus saw Zacchaeus. He didn't see somebody who was a tax collector, somebody who cheated people. He actually saw Zacchaeus as somebody that God loved. God loved Zacchaeus. Jesus loved Zacchaeus. He was rejected by other people, but God loved him. And that's the message, you know, of Christianity. That if we feel rejected, or even if we don't, God loves us. Every single one of us is special to God. Now, that isn't really the end of the story, because the story goes on to show that not only did Jesus welcome Zacchaeus, but he brought transformation. Do you remember at the end of the story, Zacchaeus said, you know, if I've taken anything, I will give back fourfold. I recognise I've done wrong. And so he knew that with receiving God's love, he needed to respond and put things right. And that's the message for us today, really, actually. There's some important things. It's knowing that even if we feel rejected, God loves us. We're special to God. And there's not one of you, and myself included, not one of us that God doesn't love. Some people think, well, I can understand him loving other people, but why would he love me? I've really messed it up. I've done things that are wrong. Even since I've been a Christian, I've done things wrong and spoilt it. I've messed up my marriage. I've messed up looking after my kids. I've failed with my parents. I've lost my job. What use am I? Well, Jesus says, come down, Zacchaeus. I'm going to have a meal with you today. And he says that to us. You know, if you've messed up, if I've messed up, Jesus doesn't say, well, I'm really sorry, Bill. Oh, you've just gone past it now. That's too bad. You messed up. Forget it. It's not how he is. It's say, you've messed up. But come back. Come back. I still love you. Now, it's a bit like the story of the father, the prodigal son. Same sort of thing in a way. It's a God who loves us in spite of the mess that we might make of things. You know, if you feel rejected, if you feel you've messed up, God doesn't say, I'll wash my hands of you, I'll wipe my hands of you. He says, look, I want to come. I want to be your friend. I want to have tea with you. That's what we used to sing that song, didn't we? You know, I want to have tea with Zacchaeus. I want to be with you. That's God's word to us all. Every one of us, however much we might have messed up. So I do pray that we'll hold on to that. I mean, some of you might think, yeah, Bill, I know all that, and it's not a problem. I know God loves me. But there might be some of us here that are really struggling with it and thinking, does God love me? All the mess I've made of it, does he really love me? Well, the answer is yes. 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 Every one of us, he says, I love you. Come back. Let's pray that we'd know that for ourselves. Lord Jesus, we do thank you that even if we feel a bit rejected, even if we think that people hate us, even if we've behaved in bad ways, you still love us. Your word says, how could I forsake you? How could I abandon you? Your names are written on the palm of my hand. Lord, thank you that you've got our name on the palm of your hand, each one of us, that you'd never forget us, and you'd call to us to come back to you, to accept you. And Lord, yeah, there is a challenge, we know that. We need to put things right. We need to say sorry. And if we've offended others, we need to deal with that. We've cheated others. We need to deal with that. So, Lord, give us your grace that we may do so. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.